Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into by Natalie Berg and Mia Nights. Sophie, I gotta say, this book is basically an autopsy of a company that ate the world. Did it change how you think about ordering toilet paper at 2 a.m.?
Hi there, Sam. Yeah, it really did. I mean, we all use Amazon, but this book breaks down the machinery behind it. Berg and Nights aren't just telling the Bezos story. They're showing us a system. And that system starts with something they call customer obsession. Not just customer service, obsession.
Right. And they make the point that it's not a slogan. It's structural. Every decision, from warehouse layout to server design, is about removing friction for the buyer. They even have this empty chair in meetings to represent the customer.
Oh, the empty chair. I love that. It's so literal. But the real engine is the flywheel. Lower prices bring more customers, which attracts more sellers, which improves selection, which allows even lower prices. It's a virtuous cycle, and Prime is the hub.
Prime is genius. You pay up front, so your brain is like, I gotta get my money's worth. Suddenly, Amazon is the default. The book calls it a lock-in mechanism, and I totally felt called out.
Exactly. It shifts you from transactional to subscription thinking. But here's the part that blew my mind. Their most profitable division isn't retail. It's Amazon Web Services. AWS was built for their own needs. Then they realized they could sell that infrastructure to everyone.
That's the real power move. They turn a fixed cost into a revenue stream. And AWS funds the low-margin retail side. Without it, the whole flywheel might wobble.
And the logistics are insane. They ship stuff before you even click buy. Predictive analytics based on browsing, weather, everything. The book calls it anticipatory shipping.
Which is incredible for convenience, but the human cost is real. The warehouse environment is high pressure, constant surveillance. The authors don't gloss over that. It's a paradox, perfect for the customer, grueling for the worker.
Yeah, and then there's the marketplace. That was a masterstroke. They let third-party sellers take the inventory risk while Amazon gets infinite selection. But they also compete with those sellers using their own data. It's like being the landlord and the tenant.
That part made me uneasy. They launch Amazon Basics products based on what sells well from other sellers. You're feeding the beast that will eventually eat your lunch.
And now they're moving into physical retail. Whole Foods gives them real estate for grocery delivery, and Amazon Go stores have that just walk out tech. But the book argues it's really about data collection. Every store is a sensor.
The culture inside is intense too. Day one philosophy, always a startup. Two pizza teams, 6-page memos instead of PowerPoint. It's high octane and burns people out, but it produces results.
And then there's Alexa. The book frames it as a battle for the operating system of your life. They want to anticipate your needs before you even know them. That's the long game.
So what's my takeaway? It's that Amazon isn't a retailer or a tech company. It's a meta platform. It's a system of thinking that applies to any industry. And it's never satisfied. Always day one.
If you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
So to understand the 21st century economy, you have to understand this machine. And this book is the best map I've seen.
It's a system that's built to win, but it also makes you wonder what we're losing. Anyway, that's our take. We'll see you in the next one.